We're backstage at Joe's Bar with US99.com. It's Drew sitting across from Gary Allen. We're spoiled because we're seeing you twice in 2.5 months.
I feel like I'm part Chicagoan.
Yeah. And we were just saying you flew in from New York this afternoon. You were in Florida yesterday. Where are you tomorrow? Or do you know? You're just going 1 hour at a time.
No doubt. It feels like that right now. Tomorrow is Detroit. And then I actually get a couple of days off. I think I've slept in my own bed like 6 times this year.
That's kind of nice.
So it's going to be nice to go. It's not
kind
of nice.
From the looks of the bus that we're sitting on, these are pretty nice beds too.
It's not a bad place to live, yeah. Mm-hmm. All my buddies are up here, and yeah, I definitely love to travel.
Well, if you haven't figured out, we love you here in Chicago. Congratulations on the number one. It's the first in 5 years, and yeah. We're just excited to hear new music from you.
Me too. I'm excited to have some stuff out there. I think I was in the biggest poker match in the world with my label, but we won.
Does it feel freeing? Does it feel energetic to have it out there now for your fans?
It does. You know, I'm the kind of person that like doesn't really take opinions, and so when you do actually let somebody hear it, you're just praying somebody liked it besides you.
You know everyone's gonna love it.
Yeah, well, no, you don't know that. You hope.
So you did TV. We saw you earlier this week on Live with Kelly and Michael. Mm-hmm. Do you get nervous when you're doing TV versus, you know, 1,000 people here at Joe's Bar tonight, invitation only, or 1,000,000+ on TV across the nation?
You know, as long as I'm singing, I don't get nervous. If I had to talk in front of them, I would be terrified. And I recently played in a pro-am tournament with Davis Love called the McGladrys. And I know they introduced me on the first tee, and there was maybe 20 people there with cameras.
Right.
And I absolutely trembled and couldn't get off the first tee. I mean, shook. So I still get nervous, just not when I sing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Things we want to know about Gary Allen. Your favorite place on the planet.
The beach with waves, wherever that is.
Anywhere where there's water?
Anywhere there's waves, yeah.
It's a Saturday night. You're off for a couple days. You're out at a bar with your buddies. What's your karaoke song that nobody's going to know it's you on stage? You're just letting loose. Gary that night.
I've never karaoke.
No.
Yeah.
Never once.
Isn't that terrible?
Even with a ball cap on after a couple beers?
I think I did drunk with my wife, and we did like a Sandra and, you know, something off Grease.
Okay.
Something like that.
It's a hit, right?
Yeah, damn right.
What do you still like to do for yourself, even though someone else could do it for you?
No. Wipe down my cars.
You know, still like to wash them?
I used to detail cars when I was a kid, and mm-hmm. I think that's like very therapeutic. Even when I have somebody else detail my cars, I still walk out and I wipe them all down after they're done and forget all the stuff that they missed.
Now, is this a classic car, or is it like a minivan like the rest of us are driving?
There's a few of them. One of them's classic, yeah. 56 Ford.
What's one word to describe your life these days?
Crazy. Right now.
Why crazy?
It's, when you have a hit and you're trying to get it all going again, I feel like we've been in a different city.
Yeah, but it already went to number one. It shouldn't be crazy anymore.
Well, we're starting on the next one. I still haven't been home.
What's the biggest thing that you've learned since becoming a granddad? Because that's a special thing that not a lot of people get to be.
It's a lot better than I never have to say no. That's the biggest thing.
You can always say yes.
No's not even in my vocabulary.
With all the hits you've had in your career, it's a difficult question. Do you have a favorite song that you love to sing, even though you're not supposed to say it's your favorite?
You know, right now it's Every Storm. There's a lot of firsts for that. That's my first number one that I've written. First time I got to produce. There's just a lot of firsts in there. And you know, it's with friends that we made, you know, that we made it with too. So this one was more personal. This whole album is more personal than the rest.
I love it. Anything you want to let your fans know that are listening that I haven't asked you, or that you were dying to tell them today as you finally landed?
No, I think we got it.
Good. Well, thank you so much for your time.
No worries.
Gary Allen at US 99.5.